Thank you. Today I'll be talking about using eHealth and mHealth technologies to promote responsible drinking among employed adults. And first I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Leanne Moriello and Emma D'Aguiar. All of us are from ProChange Behavior Systems in Rhode Island. And what we do at ProChange, we research, develop, and test health promotion programs. And then once we've tested the programs, they are licensed to employers and insurers through our wellness partners. We also offer a transhierarchical model of change e-learning course, and the TTM is the theoretical foundation for most of our work. Oh, there we go. I'd also like to acknowledge that I have no personal financial conflicts of interest to disclose. As we all know, risky drinking has severe costs and consequences. Over 60 physical issues have been linked to it, as well as mental health issues, motor vehicle crashes, and other accidents. And it's been estimated that risky drinking costs society about $184 billion per year. And this has an impact on employers, as nearly 80% of those at risk are employed. And these individuals have shown to have health care costs that are about twice of other employees. They are more likely to suffer occupational injuries or put others at risk for occupational injuries, have more lost work days, and decreased productivity. So to address these consequences, we are developing a responsible drinking intervention, and the development is supported through a small business innovation research grant from NIAAA. We're currently in the phase two funding period of this grant. So our responsible drinking program is a single behavior intervention. It's mobile optimized, and it uses the transhierarchical model of behavior change as a theoretical framework. And I'm sure many people here are familiar with the stage of change model, or transhierarchical model, we call it the TTM. It sees change, as it changes a process with stages of readiness, and these include pre-contemplation, in which an individual is not planning to make a change in the next 6 months, contemplation, in which an individual is planning to change their behavior in the next 6 months, preparation, in which an individual is intending to change their behavior in the next 30 days, action, they've been changing their behavior and have done that for less than 6 months, and maintenance, they've maintained the change for more than 6 months. Okay, so back to the intervention we're developing. The focus is on responsible drinking, and it's defined as staying within the recommended NIAAA guidelines. For women, this is no more than 3 drinks a day and no more than 7 drinks a week. And for men, no more than 4 drinks a day and no more than 14 drinks a week. And I should note that the guidelines for men over age 65 are the same as those for women. So the components of our program include a computer-tailored intervention, or CTI, a stage-matched personal activity center, which we call the PAC, and tailored text messaging. And as the CTI and PAC are mobile-optimized, they can be used on any tablet or a computer. So our CTI offers assessment and feedback on behavior, including drinking quantity and frequency, drinking patterns compared to the norm and problems related to drinking, and the problem scale that we use is the SIP, or short inventory of problems. Of course, we assess and give feedback on stage of change, on readiness to drink responsibly. We also assess and give feedback on the TTM principles and processes, and these include decisional balance, or weighing the pros and cons of drinking responsibly, the 10 processes of change, which include helping relationships and stimulus control, among others, and self-efficacy. And to measure self-efficacy, we focus on temptations to drink above the recommended guidelines. And then at the end of each computer-tailored intervention session, we have a section on stage-match goal setting. Users are asked to select as many goals as they would like, or no goals at all. And these include severity goals, such as cutting back on the number of drinks per week that they drink, or reducing the number of days in which they exceed the recommended guidelines. And then at the next session, when they come back, we review process on those goals. So I want to show some sample screens from the CTI. This is a feedback screen focused on decisional balance, and we give normative feedback, which is feedback compared to others, as well as ipsative feedback, which is feedback compared to self at different time points. So here we're telling someone that they're aware of the pros that come along with limiting drinking, but they're not thinking about them as much as before. We offer some sample pros. We suggest to people that they add a pro, type it in the box, and then we link, we refer them to their pack that they can access at the end of the CTI for more activities. This screen shows temptations feedback that we might give, and the focus here is on having people identify situations in which they're most tempted and to plan ahead for them. And again, we link people to the pack at the end. This screen shows consciousness raising, the process of consciousness raising, which is becoming informed about drinking responsibly. And here we're focusing on the information related to the personal financial impact that drinking has. And this screen leads into a cost calculator in which we ask people to total up, well, no, we don't ask them to total up, we total it, list the amount that they spend per month on alcohol in stores, and then per week in bars or restaurants. And then we come up with a monthly, yearly, and 10-year total to help people really understand the impact that their drinking has over time financially. So our personal activity center, it's stage matched, just like the rest of the session. And some of the activities are embedded within each CTI session, just like the cost calculator we saw. That's something they can work on during the computer-tailored intervention session, and then also go back to it in the pack later on. We offer stage match activities and information. Some examples include one called Imagine a New You, and that's an activity that focuses on self-reevaluation, thinking about the person they are, if they're drinking above the recommended guidelines, and the person that they want to be, in adjectives that could describe that person. Call in the Troops is an activity that focuses on helping relationships and identifying supporters that can help them drink responsibly. And Decreased Defenses is an activity in which people identify how they defend their drinking behavior. So here are a few examples of screens from the pack. This is a Helping Relationships activity, and here we're asking people to list their supporters. And then for those in the later stages, we're asking them who that they can support or be a role model for when they drink responsibly. And that taps the process of environmental reevaluation. This activity focuses on decisional balance or increasing the pros. And the goal here is for people to identify two pros for every con, or two pros of drinking responsibly for every con that they have. And we want people to really visually see their pros list being greater than their cons list. So as we know, technology is rapidly emerging, but there's a call for more vigor in testing the mHealth interventions. And this is a quote from Dr. Collins of NIH on moving mHealth from hype to real scientific value. And this was he said this last year at the mHealth Summit. Here at the end of 2012, surprisingly few mHealth interventions have been tested systematically in a standard approach that most scientists would accept as really demonstrating unequivocally and objectively that the technology is working. So to address this, ProChange has started testing our mHealth work, most recently in the first that we've tested on smoking cessation among veterans, and we found that an 11% increase in quit rates among those who received the tailored text messaging. So our tailored text messaging is brief, theory-based, personalized tips to reinforce the program messages a person receives in the CTI. The message content is tailored to responses from the most recent CTI, and the delivery time is selected by the user, and that's for a few reasons. By delivery time, I mean someone could select it if they receive the text at 10 a.m. versus 10 p.m. And one of the reasons for that, of course, is convenience. You know, you don't want to be texting someone while they're asleep and waking them up. And another is for those individuals who might be in preparation, they can select a time to receive the text where they might be most tempted to drink, and this can help reinforce the program messages. The frequency of the messages is dependent on stage of change, and by that we mean for pre-contemplators, we don't want to push them, so they would receive less text messages per week than those in preparation or action who are further along in the stages and need the more support. And users typically receive 7 to 14 messages for each tailored strategy, and those include the processes of change and decisional balance like we talked about. So they would receive 7 to 14 messages regarding the pros, and then they would move on to another construct. We also give supplemental messages that are sent around the start date for participants in preparation and for everyone as reminders to come back and do another CTI session. So I want to show, I know these are difficult to read, but I want to show a few sample messages that we might give. For someone in pre-contemplation, we want to tap the process of dramatic relief and inspire them to change. And we might say, what are your goals? Having money for a dream vacation, a job promotion, getting into your old jeans? Can your goals inspire you to cut back on your drinking? And for someone in action, we would focus, we might focus on counter-conditioning or using substitutes to negative thoughts regarding drinking, and say something like, instead of giving in to emotional triggers to have an extra drink, listen to calming music, take 10 deep breaths, or blow off steam by taking a walk or run. So they're really, the focus of the text message is to really be tailored to stage of change and where the person is. So although we have not started the clinical trial yet, we did develop a preliminary draft of the program during phase one of the funding in 2010. And this program was designed for dissemination. We conducted several focus groups and individual interviews and received guidance from various experts across clinical research and medical settings. The pilot test was conducted with participants recruited from 7 employers across 4 states. And those included a state university, a wellness center, several restaurants. Individuals were recruited through a mass email or an e-newsletter or information with their pay stub. 166 employed adults completed the program. The majority were female, and the overwhelming majority were white and, of course, employed since we were recruiting through employers. And the mean age was just about 39. We were pleased to find that participants rated the program very positively with a mean response of 3.15 across all questions. We had about 12 questions regarding how useful the program was, whether they, how useful it was, how much they enjoyed the messaging and the feedback. And that was rated on a scale of 1, strongly disagree, to 4, strongly agree. One of our items that we consider our marker item is whether or not participants would feel comfortable recommending the program to others. And we were pleased to find that 94% of participants endorsed this item. So we also looked at preliminary behavior change through a pre and a post test during the session. And participants reported planning to drink 2.9 fewer drinks per week and reduce the number of days in the next month that they exceed the daily limit by 2.5 days. We also found positive changes in the expected direction for both the pros of changing and intention to make behavioral changes. And I should note that the pilot test did not include the text messaging piece since it was a one-time intervention, but it did include both the CTI and the PAC session. So we are busy now getting ready for our clinical trial, which we're launching in February 2014. This will be a randomized effectiveness trial with 614 employed adults who exceed the low-risk drinking guidelines. And instead of using employers as we did with the pilot test, this time we will be using an online survey sampling company to recruit participants. We'll be screening out for various reasons, including someone being pregnant, obviously under 21. We are including people who are not alcohol dependent, so we're using the audit to screen out those who are alcohol dependent. This is low-risk drinking. The treatment and control group will have just over 300 people in each. The treatment group will complete 3 computer-tailored intervention sessions over 6 months and 2 follow-up assessments at 12 and 18 months. Of course, they'll have unlimited PAC access between intervention sessions. They'll receive the tailored stage-matched text messaging. And the control group will just have 4 online assessments at 0, 6, 12, and 18 months. And all participants, no matter what session it is, will receive a $25 Amazon gift card incentive. So the treatment group stands to earn up to $125 for their participation. So to summarize, by using the tailored text messaging and the tailored feedback, we're incorporating best practices in behavior change science with an mHealth framework. And once we develop the program and test it, hopefully upon positive results, we'll integrate it into our program of offerings from wellness partners through employers, insurers, et cetera. And what we have is at ProChange, we call it our lifestyle management suite of programs, and it includes a variety of behaviors such as depression prevention, stress management, medication adherence, exercise, and healthy eating. So we feel that this program will be a great complement to that set. And once we have, hopefully again, positive clinical trial outcomes, the program will be disseminated widely. We also have intentions to translate the program, all components of the program, into Spanish like we have our other lifestyle management programs. Thank you. Yes. Oh, the e-health we define as the electronic delivery, so using the computer or the tablet or a mobile phone, and the mHealth is the mobile text messaging piece. Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you.